The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream. Miss the first hour? You miss some racism?
From you?
No, the Indian guy told me to tell the joke. He said it would be funny.
All right.
In fact, he all but begged me to tell the joke. I wasn't going to do it. I was going to stop at John Wick. But, yeah, then some racist quarterback talk and some sports. That was pretty much it.
What is the biggest news of the day?
Got to be your Astros tied for first. Is that it?
That's not even your biggest Astros news of the day.
Well, Altuve's back.
Not even your biggest Astros news of the day.
Okay, what is the biggest Astros news of the day?
A.J. Hinch names Robert Osuna closer for rest of the season.
Yeah, I heard Tyler pull the audio of that for Charlie when I was on my way to the gym and said that. And
wait,
was,
you pulled it for Charlie, not for us?
I mean, I can get it. Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
It happened during Charlie's show.
Whatever, man.
That tweeted out during Charlie's show.
So, well, we know where his loyalties lie. I mean, he's married to Charlie.
Right.
Well, come on.
It's all right. But, you know, Jong's going to be a rich one day, and that spot's going to be open. If I were you, I'd think about which side of the bread to put my butter on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping my bread comes from elsewhere at that point, too.
Oh, what the hell does that mean?
This job doesn't pay much, so.
So you're looking for a way out?
I'm thinking about the future, much like Fred is.
Okay. Well. Damn, everybody's leaving.
Nothing pressing right now.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
But you're just saying you're buying time until you can get a real job.
I'm debating on what my options would be at this point.
He's turning into Dell. He just doesn't care.
I think that's what
it is. I think that's what he's telling us.
Why don't you and Dell host a show?
I don't want to be a host.
Oh.
You hear the way he said host? Did you hear the contempt in his voice?
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
At least I know where I stand in Tyler's eyes.
No kidding. I mean, I don't want to piss him off too much. He's better than Jose.
So, Bregman Stash on Twitter says, can you ask the Beaumont peeps why 10 East outside of Beaumont is shut down? He's been sitting for two
Uh-oh.
Hours with no movement.
Uh-oh. They can tell us.
Yeah. I mean, Beaumont's a booming metropolis. They've got some traffic issues.
There had to be something happen, though.
Could be.
He kind of basically said that Osuna's going to get most of the save chances. First, he went on a whole thing about how you don't necessarily need to have roles. You don't want to lock into certain things. And then he kind of locked into certain things.
And he's like, well, you don't need to lock guys in, but we're going to lock in Osuna as our closer. And then, you know, everything else, we're not really looking. Well, we want to lock Rondon in for like seventh and eighth inning, maybe.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, we don't want to lock guys in. We're going to lock in McHugh for long relief, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that everybody's locked into something. You know, we're hoping that Sip is locked in against lefties, but you know, there's no locks.
Well, so that's official. That's your new closer. I don't think there was any surprise there that was going to happen at some point.
Yeah, if you look at what Rondon's done this season, you got to feel pretty good about it. I mean, that dude, If I had told you at the beginning of the year that Rondon would have a 2.36 earned run average, and you'd probably feel like, yeah, he's exceeded my expectations, right?
Yeah,
over a strikeout per inning, like that's pretty solid. And I don't want to say that. I mean, it's not like Osuna's much worse off. I mean, he's been very solid too. He's got a 2.66 ERA, which is lower than his career average. But he's also only pitched 20 innings this year. It just seems, I don't know. It almost seems like you're switching your hand a little too early in the game. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
It almost seems like maybe there's panic.
I don't know if he's panicking. I just think he's, when they traded for Osuna, that was the plan, right? Eventually,
I guess so.
So he's just, I don't think it's time to panic on them yet. Especially if you get Altuve back, he's going to hit it. But the reality is, damn, A's are pretty good.
They are,
and
Mariners aren't crappy either.
No, but I still think the Astros have the best roster, but that doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah, oh, the best roster doesn't always win. We know that.
Yeah, and I feel like if they get everybody back and healthy, if you're still asking me to, I still make them the favorite down the stretch here. But if Springer's kind of in and out of the lineup
and
not really producing that much when he's in.
Yeah, not just him, Carlos Correa. He's got to get it figured out.
Yeah.
Wait, he's been so bad since he's come back into the lineup.
Man, you know what happened to him? Got engaged.
You think that's it?
I think that's it. Ever since he's been engaged, he hasn't been the same player. Ooh, Gab says there's a fatality on I-10.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of calls about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So avoid I-10 if you can.
So now you're looking at Carlos Correa, who was at one point, the brightest young star in baseball. He's hitting sub 250 now. That ain't good. That's not what you were hoping
nope.
for.
No.
Just since he's returned. So, I mean, obviously it's I guess that's a small-ish sample. He's had 32 at-bats. He's hitting .094. That's below the Mariznick line. How are you going to... Yeah. Not going well in Astro land right now. But there's still time, and all it's as cold as this cold streak's been, they're just as capable of going on a tear. It just feels a lot like it felt last year around this time, like all the air was out of the balloon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they got a little injection, and I don't know that that's coming this year.
Breaking news.
Okay.
The Astros activated Jose Altuve from the 10-day DL.
So there you go. There's your boost.
So maybe that's your injection.
Yeah. Jose has now injected himself into the Astros.
Okay.
There you go.
Robinson Cano injected himself, and then he beat the Astros last night.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Robinson Cano. I'm saying that he got suspended for damn near a full season because he is a roid head.
I see.
But now, clean of all substances, he came out last night and beat the Astros. That's not good. If he lost to a roided up Cano, I'd be like, oh well, it happens.
Roided
up.
Well, maybe Altuve's roided back up.
Maybe so. Maybe Correa needs to get on some.
Yeah. If I'm him, I'm maybe thinking about not getting married and getting on roids.
That's probably the move. And then once you're all swole and jacked,
your thing's not going to work anyway, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
You don't need a girlfriend at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you make a good point there. So might as well just. Yeah, get out of the whole having a woman business.
Just saying.
It's a distraction.
Look what it did to Tiger Woods.
It's a distraction.
Look what it did to Tiger, and now look what it's doing to Carlos Correa.
Right. That's right. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Bill Advisor Insurance. If you own your home, listen up. Bill Advisor is about to deliver you some big savings on your home insurance. And I know shopping for home insurance is not fun. It takes a long time to get a reliable quote. Recently, someone's made it where you can save a few percent in 15 minutes. And that's cool, but who has 15 minutes right now? Bill Advisor's new system is even faster. You're going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. How? That sounds like wizardry, you might be saying in your car right now. Guess what? It is. But it's the good kind of wizardry, not evil wizardry. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. A wizard will return your text and say, hey, what's your address? And you may say, I don't know if I want to give my address to a wizard, but I'm reminding you, this is a good wizard. You send your address back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and you're probably going to save money. Then if you want, you can send a text back saying, thanks, wizard. It's 2018. No one's got 15 minutes. Bill Advisor is going to find you those savings in 15 seconds, and their average homeowner is saving over $800 a year. This is the new way to shop and save big-time money on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor today.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and A.J.
And we're back. Somebody said a 20-year-old ran into the back end of an 18-wheeler, hence the fatality accident.
Bad move.
That sucks. So apparently it's been that way almost all day. So take 90.
Yeah.
If you're heading that way.
El Jefe sent us a tweet from Brian McTaggart saying Astros add left-handed pitcher Framber Valdez. They option Cionel Perez.
I like to call him Frammy.
Why is Cionel Perez getting sent down? Like, first of all, it seems like they don't ever use him, but he's a left-handed reliever, and now they're bringing up another left-handed reliever to replace him. When I've seen Perez throw, it doesn't look bad. I mean, he seems like he's got pretty, some decent stuff.
Pretty live lefty.
Yeah, I don't get the...
So I saw some stuff earlier today. I think they only did it just to add Valdez to the 40-man, so that way it keeps him from being picked in the Rule 5 draft.
Rule 5 thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they're just trying to protect him from that.
Okay. Well, there they go again, protecting their prospects.
Is he a prospect?
I don't know.
A prospect? Hey, okay, so a couple little clarifications. We were talking earlier about the Browns. They haven't taken the most Super Bowl money, but they've taken more Super Bowl money than the Atlanta Falcons, Kansas City Chiefs, and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
Among others.
Now, to be fair.
And only the Raiders and Steelers have more bets to win the AFC than the Browns. That's Steelers. The whole conference, the Steelers and Raiders.
Okay.
Raiders are always a Vegas team.
Well, here's the current odds to win the AFC championship. The Patriots are the favorites at 3-1. Pittsburgh 5-1. Jacksonville and the Chargers both at 8-1.
I don't mind 8-1 on Jacksonville there. That's the first one that interests me.
Kansas City, Oakland, Houston, 12-1. 10-1, pardon me.
Yeah, I don't think I want any of those. Kansas City's too high variance for me because I love what Andy Reid does with quarterbacks, so I'm having faith that Mahomes is going to be okay. But, boy, if he's awful, which I kind of think he could be. Ugh.
So Kansas City, Oakland, Houston, 10-1. Baltimore, Tennessee, 12-1.
Still too low for me.
Indy, Denver, 20-1.
Give me a little Denver action.
Okay.
Don't mind 20-1.
I wouldn't mind a little bit of Colts action at 20-1. Cincinnati and Cleveland, 40-1.
No, thank you.
Dolphins, Jets, 50-1.
No, no, thank you.
The lowly Buffalo Bills, 100-1.
I would bet them before I would bet the Dolphins or Jets.
Yeah, maybe so. Or the Browns.
Yeah.
You tell me the Browns at 40-1, you'd take that over Bills at 100-1?
No, I would not.
On the NFC side, you know who your NFC favorite? Well, there's co-favorites. So there's, who do you think the two favorites are? Might surprise you.
Probably Viking and Packer.
Viking and Ram.
Okay, Ram doesn't really surprise
both
me.
Both 5-1.
So if you hadn't told me it might surprise me, I would have said Ram.
Well, actually. I would have figured that you would think the Eagles were
no,
at the top.
No, I would figure they're probably third or fourth.
Eagles are, well, they're right behind. So Vikings, Rams, 5-1. Eagles, Packers, 6-1.
Yeah, okay, so.
Saints, 7-1. Falcons, 8-1.
That one interests me a little bit.
Who are you, me?
No, because I still think your Ravens suck, so keep going.
Cowboys, Giants, Panthers, Niners, 15-1.
Boy, if I could get Poke and Niner at like 20, I'd be interested in those.
Yeah.
15, I don't know.
I'm going to give you one here. Not this one, this next one. 17-1 on the Lions.
No.
How about this one? 30-1, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I like that.
Man.
I know they've lost some guys. I know the Earl Thomas thing is a problem, but they still have Russell Wilson, and they still have Petulant Pete.
If you've got an elite quarterback and a good head coach, you can win the Super Bowl if the cards fall your way. And Seattle has both those things.
The Cardinals are going to fall in their way?
Mm,
no.
Mm,
no.
I don't think the Cardinals have an elite quarterback.
Well, you said if the cards fall, never mind.
I see what you did.
Yeah, it was awful.
That was bad.
Move on. Who else?
Speaking of Cardinals, they are next, 50-1, along with the Bears and Redskins. Bears 50-1, not horrible. Like, I don't think the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl, but 50-1?
No, I don't mind. I think the Bears.
That's to win the AFC. All of this is to win, or NFC. All of this is to win the conference.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I think the Bears could very well be a surprise this year.
And bringing up the rear, the longest odds to win the NFC, the Tampa Bay Bucks, 100-1.
Yeah, no thanks. Bucks fooled me last year.
Fool me once, shame on
you. I really thought, okay, this is a year they're going to be no, they're garbage. It's garbage.
It's garbage.
I had this thing that has Larry Brown Sports did the 10 NFL teams that could surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering, not because I want to go through the 10 teams that could surprise you, because most of them aren't really a surprise. It's like there aren't 10 teams out there that would be shocks. Like they've got Detroit number 10. Well, Detroit's win total is 7.5. So is that a surprise if you win 8 or 9 games with that team?
Oh, it's just to win 8 or 9 games?
It's the beat the expectations for them.
Oh, I mean, typically about, I would guess probably about 40% of teams will exceed expectations, 40% will not exceed expectations, and 20% will push.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not rocket science.
But, okay, so, of course, they have the Browns on here, which get out of here with that. 6 wins on them is their total. Indianapolis Colts on the list. But, I mean,
what's their number at?
Their number's 7.5. I could see them winning more than 7.5.
Yeah.
It all comes down to the quarterback. And new coach. That's the other thing. I don't know how he's going to be as a head coach. He could be great. He could be a donkey. You just never know. Bengals at 7. Well, they're number 7.
Right.
Yeah, that seems about right to me. Bears, they also mention. That's a good one. That's one of the first ones on the list where I say, 6.5, their number. But if they won 7 games, that would be an okay season. It would. But is that exceeding expectations?
No.
Even though they went over? The New York Football Giants at number five on their list. They're 7 wins. I can't buy into Giant. I just can't. That's a year after year. That's another team that they're on the hate list. I pick them to win the division every year, and they suck. So
yeah, out on them.
I'm completely out on them. Denver Broncos, a fourth on the list, and they're number 7.5 as well. But I like the Broncos this year. I think defensively, they should be good again. I know they lost a couple guys, but they got Bradley Chubb added to that mess. I'm telling you, that team could surprise. Number 3, your beloved Houston Texans. Number being 8.5. Boy, I just think that's an awful high number.
It is. I mean, and it would represent a massive jump. And we've seen that the Texans with, you know, you're basically betting on the health of Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah.
With that number. And you're betting on he stays healthy and he continues to do what he was able to do in those 6 games. I think that even if he does stay healthy, it's going to be tough for him to live up to what he did in those 6 games.
No, but he may not have to do as much if defensively they don't suck like they did last
year. That's fair.
Because the defense cost him the 3 games he lost. They were terrible. And, you know, he did enough in those games to beat good teams. They're just defensively, they were crap. So I think their defense could be better this year, so he doesn't have to do as much, which ideally you wouldn't want. You'd hope to have some second-half leads and be able to run the football, but we'll see if that works out.
And you also have to be able to run the football.
Yeah, well, it's all right. They have Alfred Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee Titans are on the list. Their number is 8. I think that's right where it should be.
That's about right.
Yeah, Tennessee's another one. I like, from a talent perspective, I like that team. From a coaching perspective, I don't. So,
agreed.
I just don't know what he's going to be. And they have the Chargers number 1 on the list.
But what's the Chargers number?
The Chargers number is 9.5. Boy, I don't know about that. Everybody's falling in love with these Chargers. And
well, I told you the Chargers are 3rd favorite to win the AFC.
Yeah. Okay.
Behind only New England and Pittsburgh.
That's another one you're just going to have to prove me wrong.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And
I think they're...
I'd buy into the Chargers if you were telling me 15-1 to win the AFC. Then I'm getting some value. But like 8-1, you sucked all the value out. 9.5 wins, you sucked all the value out.
It's asking a lot. Plus you're playing in that goofball stadium again. That gives you no home field advantage.
In fact, can give you the opposite of a home field advantage.
Yeah. I'm out on them.
Yeah, they went from their Super Bowl odds back in January were 30-1. Current odds 16-1. So there's a lot of love coming their way. Cleveland went from 100-1 to 80-1 to win the Super Bowl.
You know, they could be 800-1. They wouldn't get any of my money.
You're not getting mine either.
No. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
All right, guys, got to tell you about My Computer Career. If you are unhappy at work, if work is draining you, it's sucking the life out of you, like it seems to be Tyler, he's not happy here. He doesn't feel he's being rewarded properly for the job that he does. Well, My Computer Career, you can do something else, Tyler. IT, and I know what you're thinking, Tyler. I'm not great with computers or math or science, and I know you're not. You're not a really smart guy, I mean, from a book standpoint, but that doesn't matter. There's no excuses because it's not rocket science, Tyler. It's My Computer Career. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing or you feel like you're not being paid properly for the job that you do, check out mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify. That's you, Tyler. I know you don't have a lot of dough and you need some help. Financial aid is available. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu, Tyler.
This is ESPN 97.5. and Sports Map 94.1.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means Jerome Solomon's here. He's not flying. He's not injured. He's alive. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going, man?
It's going sportsy. So, where are you off to now?
I'm homebound. I don't make a trip at all until the Texans season opener in Boston with the Patriots. In fact, the Astros are playing the Red Sox that weekend too. So I'll go out a little early and do a little Astros and then Rockies. I mean, right, then Texas too.
Oh, that's cool. They're good. Get your money's worth with that trip. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting. Who knows what's going on with the Astros back then? And of course, the season opener. I know you guys do the serious gambling thing, but I'm thinking Texans that season opener, that might not be a bad bet for people who are willing to put a little money on the line.
I'm looking at the over in that game a little more, but. We still have 2 weeks.
You know what? I would see that, but Romeo Crennel, I'm not putting on the over. Until there's a sign that his defenses are giving up points, I'd say take the under on the Texans pretty regularly. And not only will his defense be so much better, Bill O'Brien, he's just the kind of coach who's going to draw back and be really conservative based on how the game is going. So Texans and under, I will take that offense early on in the season.
So what do you think? From
Are the cops there, Jerome?
What's that?
Are the cops there?
What should I say? Black man, he's got these cops?
I'm just saying, I hear a siren. If I were you, you might want to put the phone down and just keep your hands up.
No. Hey, officer, look. I didn't do nothing. I'm on the phone with the radio.
Tell them you're on the phone with two white guys.
No. Wherever I am, there was a siren rolling down the street. I don't know if those cops or it wasn't fired. I guess the sound is different for fire ambulance and cops. I don't know. I guess as a black man, I should know what the cops.
Yeah, you're the one who like should know of all people. Come on.
Yeah.
Not because you're black, but because you're a criminal.
Really? I'm much more black than I'm criminal.
Oh.
And people are riding in a car going, "What the hell is going on?"
I'll vouch for Jerome. He's not a criminal.
Not relatively.
So what do you? I mean, what do you think of the Texans? I mean, obviously, you think Crennel's going to get that defense turned around, but you know, offensively, and I know it's all kind of on Watson, but what do you think is going to happen on that side of the ball?
That's kind of the thing. I mean, it's the what's that old line about never has you know so few meant so much to so many. Nobody's even worried about the Texans. Because Deshaun Watson is the quarterback. It's kind of amazing to feel that way about a guy, especially a guy who's only played, you know, half of an NFL season. But that's kind of the deal. If you don't believe in Deshaun Watson, then, you know, you're a weirdo because we all believe in it. And we could all be wrong as it turns out down the road. But right now, like, no, Deshaun Watson is good to go. He'll be great, and the offense will be able to do what it does. The question to me is the defense, but I don't have any question about the defense because I believe in Romeo Crennel. I believe that J.J. Watt can do what J.J. Watt does, if his returning to greatness has anything to do with his desire, he'll be fine. And Jadeveon Clowney will be really good. Whit Merciless will be really good. And Tyrann Mathieu will be really good. At worst, they'll have a top 10 defense. And hell, Brock Osweiler won 9 games with the Texans.
You say at worst they'll have a top 10 defense. I mean, they were 32nd last year.
Yeah, but they had a different defensive coordinator. They had Whitney Merciless didn't play 11 games, and J.J. Watt didn't play 11 games, and they didn't have Tyrann Mathieu at safety. They had guys at safety we never heard of. So, yeah, they earned their record last year. They really did. But and Tom Savage was the quarterback for most of those games. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'll admit it, and I know that it's a stretch, but I cannot see them losing or winning fewer than 8 games. But they could win 12. That might be a bit of much, but I expect them to win 9 or 10 easily.
So you're saying that Romeo Crennel's a better coach than Mike Vrabel? Is that what I'm hearing? The guy that everybody said was so great, he got a head coaching job.
Yeah, he got a head coaching job after coaching the worst defense in the league. He's got to have something special.
Like, I can't even be proud of myself for acting like, oh, hey, look, I'm saying that Romeo is better than Vrabel. Well, duh. However, a year ago, the Texans brass are trying to teach us or tell us that the opposite was true, right? Then they were wrong. There's no way that Vrabel is in Romeo Crennel's, you know, he's not even in the ballpark of a coach as he is. And you top that off with Romeo Crennel would have had trouble making the players that were available last year into a great defense. They would have been better. And so I expect them to be more than better this year. We'll see.
That's Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle. Okay, your Astros now tied for the lead. Get Altuve back tonight. You panicking or you feeling okay?
I've been not panicking for so long that I got to ride this not panicking mode just to play it off. But, yeah, we should all be panicking. And it's not about how good they are. They're as good as they are. It's just a whole lot of other people are better. And they, you know, you fool around and you can't win the division, even if it's because you lose the division to a team that's having a miraculous run. And it would take a miraculous run for Seattle or Oakland to win the division. Neither one of them are deserving of winning it. They'll just have pulled it off. And they might mess around and win division, and the Astros mess around and not even get a wild card if they continue the way they're going because so many players are hurt and all that. And think about it. As many injuries as they've dealt with, as bad a run as some of the guys who have not played up to their potential have been, they're still one of the best of the league. So if they don't make it happen, it won't happen. So, yeah, panic is probably a bit much to panic, but I don't blame Astros fans for feeling really concerned, you know. And when the playoffs start, who knows? It doesn't matter. It's all a coin flip after that point. They need to get into the playoffs. But who am I to sit here and think that, you know, Correa and Springer and Altuve won't get hot right now. And as soon as those guys get hot like they've done for their entire careers, the Astros are the best team and they'll be fine. But we're running out of time to be waiting for them to get hot.
You're not concerned about Correa because, I mean, he's been horrible since he came back, but the truth is he wasn't that great before he got hurt. he's just been having is this just a down season in your mind, or do you think maybe Correa is not what we thought he was going to be?
My thing is, it doesn't matter whether he's what we thought he's going to be. Do you have any doubt that he's capable of acting totally out of bounds and going nuts for the next month and a half? Right? I mean, even if he's not going to be an A-Rod or, Jeter, one of those guys who's just consistently way above average and just great all the time, even if he's not that, he's been bad long enough that he could be great for a good while right now, right? So I don't know. I don't know what he'll do. But I certainly don't think he's as bad as he's been, clearly, as he's been for the last couple of weeks when he came back. And if I were a fan, I'd just be thinking, he's going to get hot now. And the Astros are just a lucky team that they're still really good. Their record is great. And now they're waiting for Altuve to hit the ground and go off, and Correa to go off, and Springer to go off. They got a lot of go-off possibilities that teams below them don't have. Teams near them don't have, because they might be adding a great shortstop, a great second baseman, a great center field to the team right now that they didn't have recently. And we can all be wrong about whether they'll deliver, but do you not think Correa can be great for the next couple of months? Doesn't mean he's going to be great for 20 years like the all-time greatest infielders, ever, but he can be great for a short term, right? And he's overdue for the short term.
He is.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, joins us every week. All right, Jerome, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we shall talk soon, and enjoy Boston.
All right, fellas.
Hi, man.
Catch you later.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have a gym of the day for you. It involves one of AJ's favorite animals.
Oh. Three-toed sloth?
No.
The honey badger?
No.
Grizzly bear?
Nope.
Hippopotamus, rhinoceros. That's like my top six.
Okay, well, I meant it as sort of a,
Is it a snake?
It's not a snake.
All right.
But it's close. Oh, we'll talk when we get back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Thank you, Tony Kent. 713-780-3776. Check out sportsmap.com. This is probably not for you, but we should let those traffic people know that we actually have listeners in Beaumont, and we should tell them not to go down 10, that it's like closed, which I guess we can do. Take 90 or 73, but fatality accident. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, AJ, what do we say if you're going to do something wrong, you don't post it on Facebook, right?
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Well, a restaurant in Mexico City decided they were going to sell a special taco.
Okay.
For $26. It was going to be a tarantula taco. Basically features a charred tarantula atop an avocado-covered tortilla served with a slice of lemon. I will pass on this, but yeah.
Hard pass.
Here's the problem. The tarantula that they cooked up, endangered species, and they put it on Facebook. Here he is before we We lit him up. Yeah, so basically, first off, I can't see that any reason to eat a tarantula taco. But the government group is the government busted them, basically prompted by a post on the restaurant put on social media. Even today, you could still see a video on the Facebook page showing a tarantula being engulfed in a massive amount of flames in preparation for eating. But yeah, they had to go back to Facebook to make amends.
And, I mean, can you unkill an endangered spider?
No, but I think you get fined for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe not such a good idea. And that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Tyler, I'm giving you an hour's warning that there will be a Hey Man bleep that today, and that you need to have one.
I already have one.
Okay, good. Also, well, first off, tomorrow we will be at the Hyatt in the Galleria doing the show live, 4 to 7. Our guest famous person will be Jackie Sherrill.
I'm preparing.
Yeah, you should be prepared for that. I'm just going to let you two go at it. Thursday, you know, Tyler, who, you know, you get a few perks when you work the show. You realize that. Even when you don't, we bring you, Eric brings you beer. We always include you, don't we?
You do.
Whiskeys of the World's going to be here Thursday at 6 o'clock. We'll probably include you on that.
That's what I was looking forward to.
How many whiskeys has Charlie Palillo given you?
None.
How many beers?
None.
And then Friday, we're out at Prime Social. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up this week. We get whiskey tomorrow. Or Thursday. Thursday, yeah. Well, we could probably have whiskey tomorrow.
Okay.
Because they have some pretty good whiskey there. Yeah. The Hyatt. It's a nice little bar. If you haven't been, you should come by. I may actually hang around for a little bit after this one tomorrow.
All right.
So have a beer or two with the peeps. Have you rewatched Infinity War since it's been out on Blu-ray?
No. My kids and my wife did. I have not.
I was just curious.
Have you?
No, I haven't watched it. Because sometimes when you see it again, well, at least with these kind of movies for me, almost every comic book movie that I wind up liking, like Justice League, the first time I saw it, I wasn't really that blown away. But then I watched it a couple more times, like, man, I kind of like this movie.
Yeah.
And like Wonder Woman, I didn't see what the big deal was.
Now you know what the big deal
and
is.
And now that I've seen it a couple times, like, okay, this isn't, I mean, I see what the big deal is. It's still not my favorite, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
And I've watched Black Panther twice. I liked it better the second time. And so I want to know if I didn't dislike Infinity Wars. I thought it was just so spread out that
it's a long show.
It's long, and there's just so many characters to try to keep up with. It's like Game of Thrones had sex with rabbits.
Yeah. You
know, it's really difficult. But there were some, the scenes where you had Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. together were fantastic. And you know, anytime you put the Guardians on screen, I'm going to love it, but I need to watch it again. I was just curious if you had and see what you thought.
No, I probably will, but no, I didn't, I haven't done it yet.
713-780-ESPN. Fred, what's the odds Kevin Costner dies on Yellowstone tomorrow night? I don't see how they can afford him every season. I didn't know that they'd agreed to multiple seasons on that. And I don't know how they're going to – well, they must have, because I don't see any way they can wrap this whole thing up in one more episode. I was stunned to hear that was the last episode last week.
Don't – no spoilers.
I'm not spoiling at all. Okay. I just don't know – I have no idea how they're going to be able to finish this off.
I finished season 4 of Peaky Blinders, and now I have to wait till I think March to get season 5.
What'd you think about that season 4 premiere?
Wait, season 4 premiere?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in the premiere. I watched them all back to back to back to back.
Execution.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty wild. That was pretty wild. But the season 4 finale was good, too. They've always got some good twists and turns.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm excited for season 5. That's a fun show. I don't know why I got off of it initially. I think I just had too many shows. But what I love about that show is there's only six episodes per season. So it's a really easy watch. And supposedly they're signed on to do three more seasons. So we'll get five, six, seven, and it'll be all done. So I've got like, all I've got to commit to it is, you know, 18 more episodes, and I've seen the whole thing. I can do that.
I will, I'm going to watch that one. I think it's probably next on my list to try again. I almost did it this weekend and then decided I wanted to rewatch all the Sherlocks, which I did.
Well, I think I'm going to crank up on that Yellowstone now because...
Yeah, it's good.
By the time because there's one episode left, right?
Yeah, by the time you get to it.
I'll be good to go.
Somebody says Yellowstone
I got it all figured
has
out.
Been renewed for a second season of 10 episodes already.
Oh. Mm. What do you mean,
No, I just... it kind of affects how I look at the final episode this year. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. No Aubrey?
No, we had him yesterday. Oh, okay. Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free Carpet Cleaner. I'm going to tell you about him all by myself today.
Can you?
Of course I can. Fred, I've been doing it for years. I've been telling you all the time about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaner, about their great specials. This time it's the back-to-school special. Your floors, your upholsteries, they took a beating over the summer. Your kids were out of school. They were ruining your house. Well, now that they're back, take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's back to school special. Get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. You've got $100 you can spend on getting your floors cleaned. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter colored fabrics and carpets, that's the hot noise. But you got to keep them clean or they start to look beat up. Dirt Free's Carpet's back to school special, three rooms for only $100. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use no soaps or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They don't do that because they've got the best technology in the game. They don't need it. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, all without chemicals. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here with me on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do those three rooms of carpet for $100 and throw in that free speed dry. It's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.